Our next guest, have you wondered about your family history, questions about your family health? What about your background? We got you covered today. We're giving away a health package and DNA package in just a second. Let's bring in the Vice President of Ancestry Health. It is Sarah South. Sarah, how are you?
Great. How are you doing, Pete?
Good. First of all, tell us, how long has Ancestry.com been around?
We've been around about 30 years helping people understand more about themselves and connecting them to their past. So it's a trusted brand with a long-term reputation.
You know what? I can name off a half a dozen people that did this and found out that they had siblings somewhere in the area. I'm sure you get that all the time.
Yes. It's very heartening to hear customers tell us their stories, tell us about finding relatives they didn't know about or relatives that they did know about but had lost connections with.
I love that. And what is Ancestry Health? What is that all about?
Well, this is a new product that we've launched where we're envisioning that millions of people could have access to actionable and affordable healthcare insights. So it uses the current DNA technology that we've based a lot of our family history product around, but it's going a level more, and it's now looking for genetic insights into things that you may have a genetic predisposition for, such as cardiovascular disease or cancer, neurologic conditions. And so we want to give you more insights into things where if you know about the risk, you can take action to reduce the clinical consequences before you even experience any of the symptoms.
Because information, Sarah, is power, right?
Absolutely. If you know about a risk, there's something that you can do. If you don't know about the risk, then you may not be able to take that action.
Well, walk me through this. So how do you take the test for Ancestry Health?
It's a consumer-initiated but physician-mediated experience, meaning that you initiate it by purchasing a kit, which you can do through our website, or if you're a current Ancestry customer, you may also just be able to upgrade from your current experience and not have to go through the spitting process again. But if you're new, then you would receive the kit in the email, in your mail,
right?
And then you would just spit into a tube and send that back in. It's a very easy process. You would also go online, and the URL is there within the kit, so you know exactly how to do this. And on the website, you answer questions about your health history and your family's health history. And that is establishing a relationship with one of our physician partners who will review that information and ensure that this product is appropriate for you. And again, it's similar to when you have a doctor's visit where they're getting information about your health to make sure that you will understand the information that you receive. In this case, though, you don't have that 5 to 20 minute wait in the lobby. So then you, yeah.
That is so true. By the way, we're giving away two boxes in just a second, and the boxes are the size of, you know, a cable box on your TV. They're very small. We're going to mail them out, and the box that you send back is even smaller. It's even smaller than a phone.
Oh, one of the things I love about it is if you still put your mail in one of those little blue kind of like oval-shaped things that are on the corner.
Yes, I do that all the time.
I still put my mail in those.
Okay, yep. Good.
This little box fits right in there, so you don't even have to make a special trip to the post office.
So we're going to send out two boxes to two lucky winners in a second. They take the test, and they don't need any postage whatsoever. So they take the test, they spin in the tube, they put the tube in a small box, seal the box, and mail it. The postage is already taken care of. So we've taken care of every single step here. So once they get the results, what happens?
Yeah, so the sample will go to one of our certified clinical laboratories. These are the same laboratories that your physician naturally uses. They'll extract the DNA and then evaluate the DNA for genetic risks. Then you'll receive an email back to the same email that you provided on that website that will let you know that your results are ready. This will take about 6 to 8 weeks. You'll open that up and depends upon the exact answers for you. It's a personalized experience that will tell you about the risks that were identified, if any, and will also talk to you about what they mean for you in context of your family health history. And so maybe a risk is identified, and if so, there will be additional information that helps you understand what you can do to take control of mitigating that risk. So a lot of times prevention is possible, but there's information you need to know, and there'll be access to our physician partners and information online to help you know those next steps. You may also not have a genetic risk that we identify. I want to emphasize, we're not ruling out that you have a condition.
Right.
We're just looking for a risk that you may have. But if we don't identify one, it still means that you still have some general population risk, or maybe some increased risk because of your family health history or your environmental conditions. So we're going to educate you in that information. We're going to tell you what you can do with your lifestyle to help further reduce your risks of any of these conditions. So everybody will get something.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. We're looking for two people that want to know about their health and their DNA from Ancestry Health. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're talking with Sarah South. By the way, you have such a great name, Sarah South. That is...
Thank you.
I love it. We're talking with Sarah South from Ancestry Health. So take me, for example. I have four siblings that are cancer survivors. My father passed away from liver cancer. So if I did this test, you could see that maybe I'm predisposed to cancer or some type of cancer?
Yes, it's a possibility. Again, we don't want to promise that we're going to rule out your risk for cancer, right? Because cancer is a complex thing. There's both genetic reasons, there's environmental reasons, there's lifestyle factors. So we will look for some of the most common inherited risks for cancer. And then if we find those, we'll let you know what you can specifically do through screenings and other things in conjunction with your healthcare provider to mitigate your risks. Again, we may not find a risk. It doesn't mean, though, that you would change what you would normally do in order to do regular screenings for, because cancer, unfortunately, is a condition that affects a lot of individuals.
Right.
Everybody has a reasonable chance. And so we don't want to give false hope, but we do want to provide action, particularly for those in which we know the risk is significant.
And think about all the other ailments that you could have. I mean, heart disease, lung disease, there could be a million different things. Or you could be pleasantly surprised with you're not going to be predisposed to any of this.
Yeah, it's true. We may not find a risk, but in those situations, again, we want to educate you. Because even for somebody who doesn't have a known genetic risk, there may still be things that they can do with their diet and their lifestyle
right.
to further reduce their risk.
Well, Sarah, how do you take into consideration if someone lives in Chicago, an urban area, or Marengo, which is a very rural area? Do you take that into consideration or it's not a big deal?
Well, in terms of our being able to provide services, it's not a big deal. So this is it's a telemedicine experience where you're going to establish that physician relationship online. Mm. You're going to use your post office in order to send off your sample. You're going to use the internet to receive the results. And then there are webinars, videos, and even phone calls that you can use to further educate yourself. So your location won't matter in terms of having access to this technology.
And how accurate is this? It's your DNA, so I mean, close to 100%, right?
So we developed this in conjunction with both physician partners and clinical laboratories. And so it needs to be held up to the same standards that they would expect for any of their tests, and it is. So these laboratories are certified by the Clinical Laboratory Improvements Act, and they meet the same standards as any test your physician would order.
Okay, I love it. Well, Sarah, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to get two people on the line, and we're going to give away these kits, okay?
Excellent.
And by the way, people can go to Ancestry.com. Is that the right website, or is there one for Ancestry Health, too?
From Ancestry.com, you will be able to also link over to the health site. If you want to go directly there, it's Ancestry.com/health.
I love it. Sarah South on the phone. Hold on, Sarah. We're going to get two people to take these kits, and hopefully we'll find out some health information for you. On the phone with us is Sarah South from Ancestry Health. And Sarah, there's some skeptics out there, I'm sure, that are listening right now, and they're like, I don't need to take the Ancestry Health test. What would you say to them?
You know what I would say is that you can always learn something, right? So again, we're not saying that we are going to be able to tell you anything and everything. But what we are saying is this is an opportunity for you to take an elective test that could reveal a significant risk. And I would say that for the customers that have already experienced this product, a very large percentage of them have already identified something within their genes that increases their risk for something like iron overload, which can then over time have a problem, can result in liver cirrhosis.
Right.
And if detected super late, may be irreversible, but if detected early, it's a dietary modification with a little bit of intervention with your doctor. So again, I don't want to make it sound like everybody's going to identify something huge and majorly impactful.
Of course.
But a significant number of people do.
And by the way, this also includes the DNA test, right? I mean,
oh, and thank
the family history and things like that.
And thank you for pointing that out, Pete, because that's another way in which everybody learns something. So in addition to learning about the health conditions, it also includes the standard ancestry origins experience to help you know about where your ancestors came from, not only thousands of years ago, mm-hmm. but community information that is over just the last couple hundred years to let you know about where your ancestors have been migrating more recently.
I have a very good friend who was adopted, and his parents have since passed, and his aunt and uncle have since passed, and my brother-in-law is adopted, and his parents have passed. So this is a great test for adopted kids, too, I would assume.
Absolutely. So we do know that you can identify risk through both your looking directly at your DNA as well as understanding things about your family health history. Our product encompasses both, but it's so true that lots of people don't know very much about their family health history through either situations like adoption or just being a more dispersed family. And so by looking directly at your DNA, you can identify something that was running in your family that you had no other mechanism of knowing.
Boy, Sarah, you're good. Let's go to Margaret in Chicago. Margaret, you're on with Sarah South from Ancestry Health. Tell us about yourself. You live in the city.
Yes. How you doing, Pete? How you doing, Sarah? My grandmother, we're not really sure. She never told us who her real parents were, because back in the 20s, I guess, you know, if they had too many kids, they kind of gave them away. And so mm-hmm. we never got any word on that. And then we never knew who my mother's father was because she never told us.
Ah, okay.
So we're at a dead end, like with my grandfather. That's as far as we can go. And with my grandmother, we're at a dead end there. So this would help a lot, hopefully.
Sarah?
Absolutely. Yeah, so absolutely. And this is a major reason for many of our customers to engage with the product, is to be able to find genetic relatives. And with the size of our database, we have the largest DNA database of any that is out there. So your chances of finding a nearby relative are the best with Ancestry. And then you can communicate to them if they've also agreed to communicate through email to share what information is known and see what roadblocks you can get through in your own family history.
Sarah, how does that work? So you get all the information. I know you talked about the health information, but you also get the family information too?
Yes, it's a dual product, and so you'll receive, you know, in that email, you will receive both, when you go to your, we're going to call it your dashboard, your
right.
dashboard's going to have a link for DNA, which will be the traditional, we're calling it the origins experience, where you're from and who you're related with, and then there'll also be the health tab. So you'll see both of those on your dashboard.
All right, Margaret, hold on. We're going to grab your address. We're going to mail this to you. All you have to do is spit in a tube and then mail it off. It's that easy.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Right. I don't mind spitting
Good
in
luck.
The tube.
It's funny when you say it, but yes, it's very, very simple. You need to spit in a tube. And let's go to Patty in Brookfield. Patty, tell us your story. Do you know your family health history?
Part of it, but two of my grandparents were deceased before I was born, and my father never really wanted to, you know, he wasn't interested in family history. So
okay.
I am sort of doing genealogy and trying to look back things, but so that's basically my interest in it.
Well, this sounds like it's perfect for you, right, Sarah?
Absolutely. And we're seeing such an increase in the individuals who are using genealogy as a way of understanding more about themselves, particularly at this time when we may have a little bit more time to sit down and say, what's important to me? So absolutely, this will help both. You might identify something that's running in your family. You may also just identify more information just through our very large records collection. So, for example, you mentioned that you may not know much about both individuals that you're related to past your grandparents, but we have billions of records from newspapers and census records, birth certificates, death certificates. There's a treasure trove of information.
Wow. That's
awesome.
It's just unbelievable how you guys do this. Patty, hold on. We're going to send you the information, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And it's just, it really is amazing. You change people's lives. That's what's wonderful about this.
Now, that's what's wonderful about what I get to do every day. Absolutely.
I mean, do you hear some of these stories and tear up? I'm sure you do. I mean, sure. If you work at Ancestry,
yeah,
you get one of those stories a day. People are sending stories like, oh, my God, I found my long-lost father, or I just found this out about my health.
Absolutely. And it is heartening to hear somebody say, I've had this chronic pain. I've been to multiple physicians. I've had lots of different lab tests. Nothing was diagnosed. And then I got my Ancestry health results, and I've realized that I'm at risk for hemochromatosis. Did a simple blood test, confirmed it, and now they have a specialized treatment and are feeling much better.
I always wondered, once people take the health test and the DNA test and they have their profile at Ancestry.com, once that's done, is it a one-time deal or do they keep going back to it? And why would they keep going back?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, no, it's absolutely a dynamic experience. So, for example, the more information that we learn, the larger the network becomes, the more resolution. That's probably the best way to think about it. So, for example, when we launched this product, just, you know, the DNA product was launched about 8 years ago. The amount of, to say that you're Northern European in your ancestry would be a fairly specific answer. Now we can get down to the town in England. And so we do these updates because the more people that join the network, the more specific the network can become in giving you back information. So it's true about the, you know, as more people join, you will have more relatives. As more people join, the origins experience will be resolved. And it's also true for the health. So the science around what we know between the links of genetics and health is growing. There's a large list of actionable conditions today, but it's a growing list. And so this is an ongoing relationship where we will continue to provide you insights as science continues to advance about the link between genetics and health, as well as environment and health. So we're not going to limit this to just genetics. We're going to give you information about your risks as the science evolves over time.
Well, a guy like me is probably listening right now. I can trace everything back to my great-grandparents coming over from Lebanon back in the early the late 1800s, early 1900s. Why would I need the information if I can trace everything back and I know my relatives?
For a lot of people, this is a way to confirm the information that they've been told, which is also, you know, a great way to just be sure that you're on the right track. Of course, there can be some things that are surprises. And so a lot of people will also use this as a way to just ensure that mm-hmm. the information that they have is accurate. Again, if we're talking about making new connections and filling in those holes, it depends, again, if you're looking at this from a family history point of view and getting an accurate picture. But again, the health side of it is not just what's coming from your family. It's what's in your DNA, which part of that comes from your, I mean, you inherit your DNA from your parents, certainly.
Right.
But there are some changes that can happen in your DNA as they go from generation to generation. So we're not just looking for the what's in your family, but what did you specifically get from your family and what might be unique to you?
Information is power, and the people that don't want the information, there's something there. They're a little scared to get that information, I would think. But I love this. I love everything about it, and I can't wait to hear Patty and Margaret's results. So how long does it take once they get the test next week?
It will take about 6 to 8 weeks from the time that they return the saliva in the mail.
Okay, and then we're going to have you back on with Margaret and Patty again in probably 2 months, okay?
I really look forward to that.
Sarah, you're the best. Thanks for coming on, and appreciate it. Have a great Sunday.
You too. Thanks, Pete, and thanks to your listeners.
That is Sarah South from Ancestry Health. Go to Ancestry.com. She was great.